Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And of course, follow me on Twitter at the John Whitmer Show. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Little Blues Brothers for you, Sweet Home Chicago. Well, folks, get this. Liberal wackadoodle Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is now blaming former President Donald Trump. I tell you, these people, for the standoff between the city's public schools and the teachers' union. Interesting how, she called the situation uniquely local, literally the day before, but now she's blaming Donald Trump. Here's the bottom line. Chicago students need to get back in the classrooms. Now, you know, their children's, like everybody else's, are suffering from these lockdowns. They need to get education they deserve. Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman Jenny Beth Martin has been working to safely reopen schools since early last summer, and she joins us now to discuss the problem in Chicago and across the country. Jenny Beth, it's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
It's great to be back with you. Thank you so much for having me.
I can't believe, now that I think about it, this music is really appropriate, the intro, the Blues Brothers, because, I mean, it is the blues in Chicago. Lightfoot said the standoff between Chicago public schools and the Chicago Teachers Union over whether teachers should return to the classrooms was, quote, because of the incompetence of the previous administration. Did she even bother trying to explain that, or did she just blame Trump like most Democrats do?
I think that she just blamed Trump like they mostly do. The fact is the CDC has said since the fall of last year that it is okay for children to go back to the classroom. And the American Academy for Pediatrics has advised that children get back in the classroom. And they began making that recommendation in July of last year. It is time for children to be back in the classroom. The science supports them being back in the classroom. And to be very clear, I mean all children, K through 12, and honestly, we need to get our college students back in as well.
Well, yeah, careful, because they only believe in the science when it's convenient. These are the same people who think that there's more than two genders, Jenny Beth. So, but this isn't a unique problem to Chicago. I mean, the West Virginia State Teachers Union filed lawsuits to halt that state's mandate of in-person learning. In the Bellevue School District near Seattle, the teachers union encouraged some of its members not to show up to work in protest of the district's expansion of in-person learning. The district responded by taking the union to court, of course. And then, Jenny Beth, just earlier this week, a Sacramento teachers union demanded that their members receive the vaccination before school campuses could reopen as well. This is not a problem that is unique to Chicago. It just seems like the teachers unions are, I mean, they've been empowered for years. This is not a problem that's just now coming up, but it seems like they've felt empowered because we've tolerated it for decades. And my question is, are we finally Is the Rubicon turning? Are we finally going to, people, are parents finally going to stand up to teachers' unions, or are we going to let them keep getting away with this?
I think that parents are definitely turning away from the teachers and the teachers' unions who are not opening up the schools. Whether they get away with it or not, I'm not certain. But what I think that this does right now is it shows a couple of things. One, it shows that these teachers' unions, they're not doing what they're not serving the purpose of what teachers are supposed to do, which is to make sure they're looking out for the best interests of the students. That's the first thing. The second thing is that when you look at the vote for the teachers in Chicago who wanted to go ahead and they have accepted at least some plan to begin to reopen, even though it's not 5 days a week, it doesn't work for high school. And there are many things about it that I think are simply still not good enough. More than it was a supermajority of the teachers who approved that portion. So it makes me wonder, is the union leadership asking for things that the union members may not even support right now? If they took it to the union membership and said, do you want to, you know, here's the things we're getting, you'll be back in school 5 days a week, and it is much more in line with where other parts of the country have reopened and opened their schools, would the teachers be okay with that? And I think we might be surprised there may be more teachers who are okay with it.
Well, and I think you're right. I don't think this is the teachers. My mother was a teacher. My sister is a teacher. Our daughter-in-law is a teacher. This isn't about the teachers. I think you're right. I think it's about the organization that has long outlived its usefulness. I think the organization now lives to serve itself, and it doesn't represent teachers. I think, because if it did, they'd be fighting for teacher pay and not for the unions. And, you know, Jenny Beth, there have now been multiple studies showing that COVID-19 transmission rates in schools have been relatively low. When mitigation strategies are in place, community transmission remains low. And you mentioned it, the CDC, even last week, the CDC director said it's not necessary for teachers to be vaccinated in order to reopen schools. Teachers care about students, which is why they recognize more harm is being done to kids, keeping them out of schools. I think this is a problem. Now the unions are clearly not representing the teachers, aren't they? Because if the number one goal is to get kids learning and get kids back in school and educate them, they need to do that back in a school environment, don't they?
They certainly do. I saw a tweet that I found very interesting from the teachers union in Los Angeles. I think it was on February 4th. They had something that said, let's be clear, it's the buildings that are closed. Schools are open. Teachers and students continue to work. And I think that may be true. There are a lot of students and a lot of teachers who are working right now, working to get online, working to stay online, working to understand how all of this, the online classroom is supposed to operate. I know when my kids have had to go to the digital situation, almost every single day there is some sort of glitch with it that slows them down that they have to work to figure out. My question would be, are they learning? Are the teachers teaching and are the students learning, or are they merely working? We can all spin our wheels, but are we actually getting where we're trying to go?
Well, and, you know, while many states are working to vaccinate teachers, they're obviously in hopes of protecting their employees and easing these labor tensions. Some unions, including, well, you had the one in Fairfax, Virginia, and as you mentioned, in California, some of them have said vaccinations aren't enough. They've got issues of, there have been demands towards the Black Lives Matter movement. There have been other demands that are not even related to COVID. So what is the solution here? I'm increasingly seeing that parents are now leaning towards school choice. They're leaning towards allowing that as an option, which may ultimately be a benefit to parents and a benefit to students, because maybe what will end up being the solution that'll come from all of this is more parental empowerment, which, you know what, if that's what comes out of all of this, then that may be a good solution that may come from all of this.
That would be a good solution, and I hope that we see more educational freedom and that the dollars that are spent on public education stay with the the student and each individual family can make the decisions that are best for their children and whatever education works best for their children. That means there may be some who do better online or in a hybrid situation and others who do need to be in the classroom, but make the right choice for the individual student.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that, like you said, that obviously that educational choice and empowering parents and the child to make those decisions. You know, your organization, TPPA, has been on the front lines of this issue since day one. I appreciate what you guys have been doing on this and other topics. If folks want to read about what your organization is doing to fight for freedom and to carry on these fights, they can visit teapartypatriots.org, correct?
That is right, teapartypatriots.org. And I want to say one last thing, and that is, if you're sick, if you're high risk, or a person who lives in your household is high risk, I do support having some sort of alternative for those teachers and those students. So open the classrooms, but make sure you're making accommodations for those who are at highest risk of severe illness with COVID.
Oh, obviously. We want to be smart about it, but at the same time, right now they're estimating that a whole year has been lost. We can't afford to have yet another year. I fear for where kids are going to be. How much education have they lost? How far behind are they going to be? That's what I'm afraid of, and I think we've got to get them back in the classroom.
That, I think, is a very real fear, and we're already seeing that. I believe that Harvard has said they will not require the SAT or ACT scores for not the class that will be freshmen this fall, but for next year's freshmen. So how much further behind are kids going to get? And are they really going to complete their education, or are they just going to advance even if they haven't met what we would have had as a requirement for each grade level a year ago?
Yeah, and that's, I don't know if that's the right solution either. I don't know if we need to lower the standards or if we just need to make sure that we're teaching up to, and obviously we don't want to leave children behind, but lowering the standards may not be the option either. Jenny Beth, thank you again for joining us. Carry on the fight. You guys are doing yeoman's work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I enjoy being with you. Thank you.
We're going to pay a few bills, and when we return, Wichita City Council District 3 candidate Jared Cirillo will join us. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.